Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Welcome to a new episode of the podcast series for First Tech Challenge Benelux. This podcast recording will be in English because I have two guests all the way from Lithuania. We are here at Stanislas in Delft, and at my table I have Paulus. Hi, Paulus.
Hello.
And Matas.
Hello.
Welcome, Matas. Awesome that you are here. Your team name is Lithuanica X.
Right.
And your team number is 22042.
Yep.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep, that's how we pronounce it.
Okay, awesome. For the listener who doesn't know you, Paulus, maybe you can introduce yourself.
Yeah, so we're a robot team from Lithuania. Now we consist of, I think, 11 members, and we're all from the ages 15 to 16.
Okay, and Matas, can you introduce yourself?
In the team, for example, Paulus has already presented the entire team structure, but in the team, I mostly deal with the hardware and a little bit with the software of the robot. That's sort of my main responsibilities.
What's the name of your school?
It's Lyceum, Vilnius Lyceum. Like, the Vilnius is the capital of Lithuania.
Okay, so your team is located in Vilnius?
Most of it. We are a split team. We have a few team members from other cities. But yeah, the core of the team is located in Vilnius, but in separate schools as well.
Okay, and for the listeners who are unfamiliar with the Baltic states, it's on top, most north is Estonia.
Yes, correct.
And then
Latvia and Lithuania.
Yeah. So Lithuania is close to the border with Poland.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and Matas, in what type of class are you in?
I heard that here in the Netherlands, the class system is way different than in Lithuania. But in Lithuania, I am a 10th grader and we have 12 grades in total. So I still have 2 years of school left.
And are there levels in the school system?
There are basically three main levels. There's the elementary school, then the middle school and the high school. So I am now in the high school in the 10th year, yeah.
Okay, and Paulus?
Yeah, I'm also in the 10th year.
Okay, and you mentioned that there are 11 team members, Paulus.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the names of the other team members?
Yeah. Oh, in our team, there is Adamas, Danus, Davidas, Jonas, Julius, Kristupas, Matas, me, Paulus, Pavlas, Rokas, and Vytautas. That's our whole team.
Okay, awesome. And Paulus, what is your responsibility within the team?
I work with outreach and mainly sponsors. I go to meets with sponsors and try to get money to fund our hobby.
And were you able to find money for this awesome hobby?
Yeah, so in the past 2 months, we raised I think $3,500, and I think it's a pretty good achievement.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so that's a reason why you are able to travel to the Netherlands.
Yeah, that is a reason.
Yeah. And did you come here by plane or by car?
By plane. We flew to Eindhoven, and then we wanted to take a train, but we just took a taxi to Delft. Yeah.
A taxi?
Yeah.
So how many team members are currently here, Matas?
Everyone, except Vytautas.
Okay. And I forgot to ask you about coaches and teachers, Matas.
So the entire team started as just a group of a few families. So like, you can call it as our main coach is one team member's Julius father. He has, he communicated with lots of parents, and that's how we got together. But we aren't close to any one school. Like, teachers don't really coach us. Maybe if we need some sort of help from like a certain teachers, then we just ask them individually. But they are not really involved in this entire process of making robots. We basically make everything ourselves. The coaches and parents and teachers, they are more so for like logistics and certain maybe rules, and they help with communication and things like that, but they don't help with building the robot.
Okay, so the team is not connected to one school?
Yes.
Okay. And Matas, you have a very nice shirt, and your shirt is different than Paulus' shirts. Can you explain why it says Mars 2000 ?
So the idea behind the team is that we started in a few years back, around a few years ago, with the FLL team into orbit, and that's when we really started participating in these competitions. And then we thought of this awesome idea of like the entire team theme being like Mars, and the 20 ? means the unknown date when people will finally take the first step on Mars. That's the entire idea, and our entire team like theme that we are trying to achieve is all about like Mars, space, and that's the general theme.
Awesome. And Paulus, your shirt is different than Mata's shirt. You have a space traveler on your shirt.
Yes.
And the Lithuanian flag.
Yeah, so it's like the same story as Mata's. I also have the hoodie under.
Yeah.
Like Mata's, but
I have it too.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just cold for me, yeah. So I had to put it on.
It was pretty cold in the in the room, so we just put on.
I'm here just in my t-shirt.
I mean, you're used to the weather here.
Is it so warm in your country?
No, it's also cold, but we thought that it's gonna be a lot hotter here.
Okay, I understand. And there's the Mars Red Moon is also on your shirt with the Lithuanian flag and a, how do you call that, space traveler? What's the astronaut?
Yeah, I think it's an astronaut. So The story is, Mata said that some people will go to Mars, but we believe that we are going to be those people who are going to fly to Mars, and that's why there's a Lithuanian flag.
I think that going to Mars for you is not a one-way ticket. You would like to come back sometime.
Sometime.
Awesome. I like the goals. Mata, you talked about the FLL team into orbit.
That's the first year when I participated in this team.
Yeah, can you explain to the listener something about this FLL team?
So at first we started just by building Lego robots. That's how I grew up, just building with Lego pieces. And in Lithuania, we had previously a really strong FLL community. Like there were lots of really ambitious teams building really high level robots. For example, one other team in Lithuania had even become the world champion of FLL. So we had really, really high competition, and that's what motivated us to push forward always, build better and better robots. And when we finally won in Lithuania, the FLL competition, then we traveled to Houston, participated in there. We got an award, and with the robot runs, we were the 14th team on the list from like 120 or so. And we got an award for robot design. And again, that award motivated us to go into higher leagues, try new, more complicated robots. And that's the entire history behind our team. That's how we came to be here.
Awesome. Paulus, can you tell the listener with which other teams you are in contact?
So we have a pretty close contact with, I think, one of the biggest teams in the world, Team Rembrandt. They helped us a lot. And when we were in Netherlands the other times, we came there to train, and they helped us and gave us a lot of new ideas and strategies.
We took a lot of inspiration from them, like taking a look at their FRC robot and then maybe applying some of the techniques and engineering things to our robot.
Yeah. How did you like our new building environment?
The Rembrandts, they have a really like powerful studio that they can work in, but we don't really have that in Lithuania. We tried to find some kind of main workshop that we can just get all around together and just start building there. But again, that's needed because we are from different cities and we can't just like meet in the school or something. So, but we haven't managed to do that. So, but we have a few robots developed in parallel. We have a simpler robot and a more complicated robot. And so we just split the team in a few few smaller teams. And that's how we go about building our robots. Because as you know, there is no one correct way to make a good robot. There are a million different ways. So that's why we try to push for as many good ideas simultaneously as we can.
Yeah. In our conversation prior to this recording, you mentioned that you brought a simpler robot to this event.
Correct.
Is that in line with what you just explained?
Yes, because, well, that simpler robot, it is very reliable, it works just fine, and, well, it scores good enough. So that's why we brought it here, but we have a way more powerful, hopefully way better robot in the works,
yeah,
with like a lot smarter code and more intelligent overall. So we hope to bring it in the later competitions.
Yeah, but then Paulus, you need to qualify for the Benelux finals.
Yeah.
What's your current status?
I think we're ninth in the whole.
Oh, so
yeah, and we're second in this event. So I think we have some pretty good chances of qualifying.
Oh, that sounds very good. Matas, are you familiar with the term co-opetition?
Yes, it's one of the like main values of FIRST. So like that different teams are competitors on the playing field, but still help each other outside of that and work together. And that's one of the main reasons why this team is able to exist. Because, again, we visit other teams, for example, here in the Netherlands. Just yesterday, we talked with a few of the teams here in the school in the FTC class. We had a really nice meet with a few other teams. So we discussed the ideas of different robots and gave advice to each other. So I think that's one of the key things that FIRST does different from all of the local things, that it gets all of these different teams from all around the world to get together and still cooperate, help each other. And I think that's really important to moving forward overall, not in just the robot department, but overall.
Is there anything that I did not ask yet or that you would like to add?
Yes, I would like to explain something a little bit about our robot. One of the innovations of our new robot in the works is that, for example, we really focused on getting the artificial intelligence to work and to make it, and that's how we plan to make our robot very good and very consistent. Because prior to FTC, we participated in the FIRST Global Challenge and we also won the first place there. And before that FIRST Global Challenge, we thought that we could also use artificial intelligence in FIRST Global Challenge. That's why in the off season, we spent around 2 months troubleshooting, getting in reach with a few people that know how to make it work. And we just, spent around 2 months troubleshooting and just getting the artificial intelligence to even work. And in that process, we learned a ton of new stuff. We figured how to make this even happen. And now we are really experienced, I think, compared to other teams in that department. And that's why in the next robot, the AI is a really big focus. Like we are trying to recognize the cones, recognize the beams, and make the entire robot arm, like the teams have lifts, we will have a two-joint arm, make that entire arm operate almost autonomously just based off artificial intelligence data.
And what's the software that you use for that?
Well, we code in Android Studio, like all other, like most other teams, in Java, but FIRST has a implementation of TensorFlow, because there are two main ways to do the artificial intelligence. There's the OpenCV, who mostly works with colors, recognizing different colors, but that was not enough for our use case, so we chose to use TensorFlow. It is way more powerful, but it's also way more painful to get it to work.
More complicated.
Yeah, exactly. And so we chose TensorFlow, and how we have our workflow set up that we capture a ton of data. For example, how we just drive the robot around, and with the webcam just capture a ton of data, then label everything, where is which object, and then we just train it a lot.
Wow.
And after that, we have artificial intelligence that can recognize all of these objects. And then we feed them into our software, which tells the robot what to do based on those objects on the screen.
Okay, and do you share the code in GitHub or in Slack?
We just, that code, that main logic that just tells what the robot to do based on the artificial intelligence data, that code isn't really anything too complicated, and we haven't even finished yet. We are still in the process of just finishing up the robot so that it would drive properly and do everything properly. And after that, we may just start integrating the artificial intelligence, because now when we have all of that experience, it's quite fast. So once we finish everything and once we have a little bit of free time, we thought in the team of making like something, a tutorial or something like that for other teams, because when we learned how to get the AI to work in the summer, as I mentioned in the off season, we found one YouTube tutorial which was like 50 minutes long. It was very hard to understand, and we watched it like 10 times, and it was bad. So we think of maybe we should make our one that would be a lot more informative and would teach other teams how to also get the AI to work in a way shorter time than we managed.
Awesome. If you need some help with shooting the video, setting up a storyline and editing the video, I can help with editing in Premiere Pro. I really look forward to helping you with that, because I think that we need more good tutorials. To wrap it up, I would like to thank you for this conversation. Thank you, Paulus.
Thank you too for inviting.
Thank you, Matas.
Thank you for having us here.
Matas, what is your first reaction on this conversation?
Well, I'm very pleased to be here, and well, it was a nice podcast, and I enjoyed it, so thank you for that.
I enjoyed it as well. Paulus?
So I'm surprised that there's a thing like a podcast here, because I didn't know, but I'm really happy to be here, and I'm really happy that you invited us.
Yeah, awesome. You did a great job. When will you travel back to Vilnius?
On Sunday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So if we go to Eindhoven Airport, we can wave you goodbye.
Sure.
Awesome. I wish you good luck today in the competition, and I wish you a safe journey home.
Thank you.
Finally, I would like to thank the audience for listening to this podcast episode. Please do not forget to subscribe, because there will be a new episode real soon. Thanks.